Ecclesiastes chapter 6. There is another misfortune I have seen under the sun, and it weighs heavily on humanity. God gives a person riches, wealth, and honor, so that he lacks nothing that his heart desires. But God does not enable him to enjoy them, but a stranger enjoys it instead. This is futility and a great misfortune. If a man has 100 children and lives many years, however many the days of his years are, if he does not enjoy life's benefits and he has no decent burial, I conclude that a stillborn child is better off than he is. For though the stillborn entered in futility and departed into darkness, and its name was shrouded in darkness, even though it had never seen the sun or known anything, this one has rest rather than that unhappy man. Even if he lives 1,000 years twice over, yet does not enjoy any good, do not all go to the same place? All human toil is for the mouth, and yet the appetite is never satisfied. For what advantage does the wise person have over the fool? What benefit is there for the poor, who know how to conduct themselves before the living? Better to be content with what the eye sees than the wandering of the desire for more. This also is vanity and a chasing after wind. Whatever has been, it was named long ago, and it was known what man is. Neither can anyone argue with God about it, for there is no one stronger than he is. The more words, the more futility. How does it benefit anyone? For who knows what is good for a person while he lives all the days of his brief life? He passes by like a shadow. For who can tell someone what will happen after him under the sun?